From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. A lot of artists mellow with age, but don't tell the old 97s. Most Messed Up is a very appropriate title for their 10th album. Today on the show, the old 97s are live in our Studio 1A, and we talk with them about 20 years as a band, working with Waylon Jennings, and where the fire comes from on Most Messed Up.
I think it might have something to do with hitting the 20-year mark and realizing that we're putting out our 10th album and really feeling like, finally, like, oh, you know what? We had nothing to apologize for.
The Afghan Whigs roots stretch back even further, and the recently reunited group also stops by our Studio 1A for live music and conversation, plus back and forth with the Decemberists and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Two veteran bands stopped by Studio 1A today on the show, Informer the Old 97s and the Afghan Whigs. And we'll also hear from some fresh faces. Broncho and J.D. McPherson both return to our Studio 1A. Speaking of new, we like to kick off the show with new music. These Austin garage rockers, 100 Visions, have just put out their second album, Spite. Catch them Tuesday at Hotel Vegas. Hear them now on the Austin Music Experience.
We'll be right back.
On the Austin Music Experience program, that Austin band is called 100 Visions. And You're Gonna Cut Me Loose comes from their brand new album. It's their second, Spite. Now we go back and forth with the Decemberists. It's going to be January when the new Decemberists album comes out. But if you pre-purchase it, you get an advanced track. We got the track. We'll play it for you in a moment. But first, back to 2009, the Decemberists were in our Studio 1A playing a song that was on their album, The Hazards of Love. Back and forth with the Decemberists, let's go back first on the Austin Music Experience for the Rakes song.
I had entered into a marriage in the summer of my 21st year, and the bells rang for our wedding. Only now do I remember it clear. Alright, alright, alright. No more a rake and no more a bachelor. I was wedded and it wedded my thirst, until her womb starts spilling out babies. Only then did I reckon my curse. Alright, 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 alright. First came Isaiah with his crinkled little fingers, then came Charlotte and that wretched girl Dawn. Ugly Mafan, we died on delivery, mercifully taking our mother along. All right, all right, all right. What can one do when one is a widower, shamefully saddled with three little pests? All that I wanted was the freedom of a new life, so my burden I began to die fast. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Charlotte I buried after feeding a foxglove. Dawn was easy, she was drowned in the bath. Isaiah fought, but was easily bested. Burned his body for incurring my wrath. All right, all right, all right. And that's how I came, your humble narrator, to be living so easy and free. Expect that you think that I should be haunted, but it never really bothers me. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
The Decemberists, the wait is almost over for their seventh album. January is when it's released. What a terrible world, what a beautiful world. That's the title, and the first song from it, Make You Better. So that was fourth in the back and forth. On the Austin Music Experience, we went back to 2009 for the Rakes song from the Decemberists that was originally on an album called The Hazards of Love. Coming up, the Afghan Whigs, acoustic in our Studio 1A, and the old 97s, definitely electric as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll remember an artist who worked with comedians, snakes, and some of the biggest names in jazz. Beulah Wallace, nicknamed Sippy, was born in Houston on November 1, 1898. As a child, she sang gospel in the Shiloh Baptist Church, where her father was a deacon. Later, she joined some of the traveling music shows that passed through Houston, working as a chorus girl, a comedic actor, and even a snake charmer's assistant. Wallace made several recordings, including the hit, Woman Be Wise.
Now these women nowadays, all ain't no good, they laugh in your face.
During her long career, Wallace performed with such popular artists as Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, and Victoria Spivey. She also worked with several younger musicians, including Bonnie Raitt, and was nominated for a Grammy. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a Tejana singer who began fronting bands at the age of 9. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin Music News, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your Soundcheck. Austin's legendary Broken Spoke turned 50 this week. The iconic dance hall no longer sits on the outskirts of town and instead has become wedged in between the mixed-use developments that are now a regular sight on Austin's South Lamar Boulevard. But the local institution continues to live on, hosting some of Texas's best country bands and a jam-packed dance floor many nights of the week. To celebrate 50 years of honky-tonk, this week the Broken Spoke hosted performances by Alvin Crow and the Pleasant Valley Boys, Dale Watson, Jesse Dayton, Weldon Henson, and more. If you'd like to learn more about the venue that, you know, helped launch the career of George Strait, read Peter Blackstock's History of the Spoke over on mystatesman.com. And while you're there, sister entertainment website Austin 360 has a photo album of the historic establishment where you can even send in your own pics. How do a filmmaker and a composer work together to create a score? Well, two Austinites recently learned how to do just that for their documentary. Filmmaker Margaret Brown examined the emotional, psychological, and physical toll on people in the wake of 2010's explosion of offshore drilling rig Deepwater Horizon. It was for her film The Great Invisible, which won South by Southwest Grand Jury Doc Award this year. She worked with fellow Austinite David Wingo on the film's score, and in a recent interview with indie music magazine Under the Radar, she describes how they worked together to create the score and the process behind turning emotions and feelings into music. Willie's about to get in front of the camera again. The Redheaded Stranger will be hosting a new television series called Inside Arlen. Austin may be known for live music, but it also has more than a handful of highly regarded recording studios, Arlen perhaps being one of the more famous. A total of 13 episodes are planned to dive into the studio's history. Joining Willie on the show will be country legend Merle Haggard, as well as blues wonder kid Gary Clark Jr. Iconic journalist Dan Rather is even slated to conduct interviews. No air date yet, but here's an extra bonus. In between tapings of the pilot episodes, Merle and Willie are planning to record an album together. You're listening to The Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
I'm Jody Denberg. J.D. McPherson, you know him, used to be a school teacher, he's from Oklahoma. Yes, he has a new album coming out early next year, and yes, he has a new EP, but he was recently in Studio 1A, and the standout track was Firebug, which was on his first album, Signs and Signifiers. Here it is on the Austin Music Experience.
Fire bug, fire bug.
Couple of artists from our neighboring Sooner State on the Austin Music Experience. You just heard Broncho, a live version of Class Historian. The studio incarnations on their second album, Just Enough Hip to Be Woman. This is from a band that gave us their debut, Can't Get Past the Lips, which kind of sounded like a Great Replacements title. Prior to Broncho, it was J.D. McPherson and Firebug recorded live in Studio 1A. Cool thing about J.D. is he was a punker. And then he discovered rockabilly and roots music, and it shows up on the song we heard, Firebug, which was originally on his debut, Signs and Signifiers. He has a new rootsy EP out and a new album coming early in 2015. Though they're cited as alt-rock pioneers, the Afghan Whigs have always stood slightly outside genres. The group formed as a punk band in Cincy, late 1980s, but they soon started incorporating rhythm and blues and soul into their sound. Greg Dooley has said he envisioned them as a cross between The Band, The Temptations, and Neil Young. A couple of years ago, they teamed up with Usher at South by Southwest, and this year they released Due to the Beast, the Afghan Whigs' first record since originally breaking up in 2001. A stripped-down version of the Afghan Whigs stopped by our Studio 1A on Halloween, which made sense since their very first album was called Big Top Halloween. Conversation with Greg Dooley in a moment, but first, Afghan Whigs live in Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience.
Over and over, I get to know myself. Over and over, there ain't nobody yet. Imperceptible, the line draws you. Kills to watch you love another. Should've known better when I caught you out. You were incredible. You love another.
showtime kills to watch you love another. Kills to watch you love another.
The Afghan Whigs on the Austin Music Experience program, It Kills, is on their new album, Due to the Beast. That was a stripped-down Studio 1A recording. I asked Greg Dooley when they stopped by about the Afghan Whigs' hiatus and getting back together after so many years.
A long time in between full-length records for you guys.
75 years.
And you look 25. It's amazing. Thank you. When you went in to do this record, what was your mindset after all this time?
Same mindset I always have. I mean, make the best record you can. You know, I mean, I've been recording since I was a teenager, and I always do the best that I can. That's all you can do.
Well, seems to be thumbs up from the public. I mean, this is the first album of Afghan Whigs that debuted in the top 40. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And tell me the players we have today.
Today we have David Rosser, we have Rick Nelson, and Joseph Arthur.
And
me.
And you, of course, Mr. Greg Dooley. It was South by Southwest 2013 at Fader Fort. That was kind of a pivotal show for the band and its continuance as a recording entity.
Well, I was surprised that we were even still playing then. We got called by my friend Andy at Fader to ask if we would come play with Usher at the Fader Fort. And I was in Australia at the time and flew back to do that. And then less than 2 months later, we were in the studio recording this record. And then 5 months later, it was done.
Well, did something special happen that night, or did you just, everyone kind of realize, hey, you know, we should...
I think there was we had 48 hours to do a show, and you know, with a new person, and there was just there was kind of an energy that reminded me of being really young and making something out of nothing, and we just kind of carried that spirit into making this record.
We're talking with Greg Dooley of the Afghan Whigs. Just one other question I wanted to ask you about the band, because I'm a big fan, and I hear, you know, Afghan Whigs, there's this intersection of soul and rock and psychedelia and punk, and no one really touches that nerve quite like you guys do. And I'm imagining, I don't mean to project this, but I'm imagining it's instinctual. It's not like an intellectual thing.
No, it's just kind of like the embodiment of everything that we've all taken in as fans and players over the years. I mean, we all kind of listened to a lot of R&B music as children, and then went through like Led Zeppelin University, and then, you know, finished off with punk rock. So it's all kind of a mixture of all of that.
And what we're doing today is special because it's a stripped down version. And is this second song we're going to do also from Due to the Beast?
It is. This song's called Canrova.
Afghan Whigs, live on KUTX. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Jody. Feel the room.
I'm uncivilized child, that's okay. You're gonna see me light a fire on my day.
Cincy's Afghan Whigs with a song called Can Rova, recorded live in Studio 1A on Halloween on the Austin Music Experience program. Coming up, getting most messed up with the old 97s as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. It's natural for a longtime band to try their hand at a Back to Basics album, but I don't think anybody was expecting the old 97s to recapture the fire of their early days. This year, the Dallas group is celebrating 20 years as a band, and they've been called a lot of things over the years. Alt country, cowpunk, but they're simply a great rock and roll band. They certainly know that. For album number 10, Most Messed Up, the old 97s tried to replicate the chaos of a live show, and they brought that chaos and some radio-friendly versions of Most Messed Up songs to our Studio 1A. In a moment, we'll talk with them about their lengthy career, but first, the old 97s doing what they do best.
We've been doing this longer than you've been alive, propelled by some mysterious drive. And they still let me do it as weird as that seems. I do it most nights and then again in my dream. Infinite hallways in giant hotels. Dressing room looks about as good as it smells. Bottles of whiskey, bottles of beer. There's a bottle of medicine somewhere around here. nightclubs and we've been in bars. Honky-tonks and theaters from Memphis to Mars. Most of our shows were a triumph of rock, although some nights I might have been checking the clock. I'm only human, though I'm super at times. Well, I jumped off the risers, I should not have climbed. Rock jumps won't kill you till one of them dies. But they'll say he died doing what he loved. We got our share of loving in our past, although we were all looking for someone who'd last. Well, it must be hard to get partnered with me. Some narcissism, some OCD. Oh, but love that comes easy is a fake or a fluke. Love is a marathon, sometimes you're cute. Woo! Speaking of which, there has been alcohol. Oceans and oceans, but that isn't all. Mountains of weed and a handful of pills. None of the hard stuff, that stuff kills. Been doing it longer than you've been alive. 20 good years of about 25. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I wanna be. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I wanna be. I'm not crazy about songs that get self-referential. And most of this stuff should be kept confidential. Oh, but who even gives half a care anymore? Well, you should know the truth, it's both a blast and a bore. Rock stars were once such mythical creatures, up there with presidents, playmates, and preachers. Now you just do it cause it's what you do. They throw underwear instead of money at you. And I made a living out of shaking my ass. But if you offer me an office, I'd have to pass. But our jobs are our jobs and sometimes they suck. I love what I do and I've had pretty good luck. And the fans are all that have been screaming and squealing at. And I won't lie to you, that's a pretty sweet feeling. And I'm my butthead to the guys in my band. But I never once went to work for the band. I bet the men and women like you, him and her, we're sharing this night that'll soon be a blur. You're doing it longer than you've been alive. So get on the bus. The driver to drive. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I want to be. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I want to be. Rock and roll.
Oh, man, the old 97s. You know, I feel good to be alive now. I feel good to be a Texan. I remember that I love rock and roll. Thank y'all for that.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Longer Than You've Been Alive was the song we just heard from the old 97's latest album, Most Messed Up, and it is. In fact, I have the radio-friendly version here, which is the one we can play, because there's a lot of attitude on this record, let's say.
Yeah, I like the euphemism you use for that.
Where did it come from, this energy? I mean, you've always had it, but this is something.
I don't know, man. I think it's all waves, you know, like the sine waves go up and down. We made some records that are quieter, more sort of studio records. But this record, it just felt right. I think it might have something to do with hitting the 20-year mark and realizing that we're putting out our 10th album and really feeling like, finally, like, oh, you know what? We got nothing to apologize for. We got a catalog we can be proud of. We got, you know, years and years of live shows where we proved it all night, every night. And, you know, if you're ever going to stand up and accept the mantle, then why not now, this far in?
Boy, and there's not a lot of people that can step up and take that mantle these days. I mean, I don't know. It just was a pure rock and roll moment we just had there. And I know we're going to have a couple more in a minute with the old 97s. We were saying the band is celebrating 20 years of recording. You guys have been friends even longer, some of you. The record Hitchhike to Rome goes back, what, pretty far, right?
It was 20 years ago.
This year, it was the first. And that's coming out in one of those fancy schmancy deluxe editions.
Omnivore Recordings is putting out a big double album, you know, CDs, LPs, yeah. MP3s, tons of outtakes and bonus tracks, some of which from that session at Cedar Creek, our first demos, and that comes out this year. I think we're going to actually try and come back to Austin before it comes out November 18th. And then we're going to try and come back to Austin before the end of the year and do some sort of a hitchhiking for the holidays where we play that record.
Well, we'd like to invite you back now to Studio 1A to come back and play some of those songs. In fact, you and I were talking before we came in here. You said you have a Hitchhike to Rome song that you can do for us?
Yeah, it's sort of essentially the title track off that album. It goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Must have been stoned when this whole thing started. 'Cause I just can't seem to think straight anymore. I can't figure out where I'm at. Maybe Memphis, maybe Mexico. I think you're swell, but I ain't gonna tell you so. I think your grave is late and I'd better go. Hitchhike to Rome. Take a Greyhound to Fredericksburg. When I'm flat out broke, I've been smoking butts for days. You'd say maybe you could stay with me. I'd say, lady, that's a dangerous plan. Quite a woman. I don't want to be your man. You're quite a kisser, the less he loves and understands. See, also
cause I need is a free, free, free. But you believe and I ain't getting nowhere. Won't you linger, let me run my fingers through your hair. Won't you stare, I can play like I don't care. I think you're dope and I hope I'm making myself clear. I think you're flying, that's why I'm getting out of here. Well, I must have been stoned.
The old 97s. I can't resist. We just got stoned with the old 97s. It was free. It was legal. Don't worry about it. And that is from Hitchhike to Rome, the band's first album. Goes back 20 years. It's going to be reissued next month in a deluxe package. When you have 20 years of music to draw from, how does the set list come together for a gig?
That would be me. Okay. I do have a little bit of maybe of OCD, and so I spend about a couple of hours every night agonizing over the set list. And you know, I'll bring it to the guys and see what they think about it, and I'll shout things out, you know, from the back lounge of the bus to the front lounge. Hey, Philip, would Champagne work coming out of Barrier Reef? No, they're two similar tempos. You know, but there's a lot that goes into it, and I keep thinking I must be able to make like an app or a program that would make the set list, because it has to go, you know, three big familiar sounding rock songs to start, quieter song for the fourth, and then a Murray song, and then three more of mine, and those, and it, there's all these rules about what key the song is, what tempo it is, what album it's off of. It's a nightmare. But I love it. It's my nightmare, and I love it.
And it's worth it. Nothing more dispiriting to me is, like, I'll see a band a couple times on the same tour, and it's the same exact set list, and you're like, you know, they got so many songs. The Replacements, the first night at ACL, closed with Alex Chilton, came back the next weekend, opened with Alex Chilton, and mixed it all up.
They played it twice in a row, is what you're saying.
Yeah. They hadn't gotten the app yet.
Like the old days.
They're waiting for the app.
They're great. I've gotten to see them on this reunion tour. And, you know, Tommy's all over our new record.
That's what I thought.
He's a good friend of ours, and he came in, and as much as he helped out sonically, because he played a lot of just basically rhythm guitar, but as much as he helped sonically, his greatest contribution, I think, might be just his attitude in the studio. You know, quick, why are you sitting down? This is rock and roll. And you're listening to Tommy Stinson, who's been a rock star since he was 12. And so that's inspiring stuff.
Well, old 97s are on a roll. 20 years together. I have kind of a fan-type question. Jeez.
Fanny question.
I mean, red is cute, but come on.
Sweet.
32 ways.
I know you guys worked with Waylon Jennings, and that kind of blows my mind. I never met Mr. Jennings. I saw him play, and I was just curious what that was like.
It still blows my mind.
Okay.
Somebody brought him to see us do a thing at a radio conference. So it was a real square gig, you know, in a ballroom. But he sat right in the front row, and I think we just put out our Bloodshot record, and it freaked me out, you know, because there I was 5 feet away from one of my heroes. And he was really cool afterwards. We got introduced, and then I didn't figure I'd ever see him again. But he talked about us in the Austin Chronicle, and I got wind of it and wrote him a letter and said, if you ever want to work together, we'd be totally up for it. And he called us up and said, let's go into the studio. And we did a single. He picked out one of our songs off that Bloodshot record, and then Murray wrote him a song from scratch, which is this beautiful hobo song called Iron Road. And that was one of the most fun days of recording we've ever had. It started earlier than we would have liked, because Waylon was older at that point, and he wanted to start at 8 a.m. We said, well, what about like noon? And we compromised at 9. He's the real deal. And he really was the real deal. To answer the question that you might ask, he's everything you would want him to be. And he was so cool to us and sweet and treated us like peers. And you know, he told the story of Buddy Holly taking his place on the airplane and has famous last words to Buddy Holly. I hope the plane crashes. And he got sort of choked up telling the story that he's told a million times, but still, it was his real life, you know. And you, it's funny because you think about somebody like that as apocryphal or, you know, existing on some other plane, but he's not. That was, that happened in his life. His friend, you know, Buddy Holly, flew off and died, and his last words were like this joke that rang sour later.
Yeah, still bothered him.
Still bothered him, but such a sweet guy, man.
List of reasons I keep round, why I never had a family, why I never settled down, why I'd sooner in the mirror see a hobo looking loose. But the reason now escaped me as I walk the iron road. Like a lot of kids, I left my boyhood home, worked a little till the closest that I ever got to an address or a phone was today. I spent my last 2 minutes on a one-page letter home. At 21, my arches lay down flat. At 22, I started taking loans. But if the train will come, I'll wipe the boxcar dirt from off my bones. I'll curse the wheels of gloom down the side of the road.
Old 97s talking about Waylon Jennings. Now you just heard Waylon and the Old 97s teaming up in 1996 for Iron Road, which was finally released last year. We won't make you wait too long for the AME. That's the Austin Music Experience. We're back with a fun fest recap next week, and you can always find all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at our website, kutx.org. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.